Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton here again with more stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Here's a look at this week's stories.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. We're going to find out how offering free technical support is helping to spread the good news of Jesus.
I'm John Graham, and people of faith the world over were encouraged by the film The Blind Side. One of its producers, Molly Smith, brings another faith-focused film to theaters this weekend, and we'll hear all about it on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later, we'll hear from a leader who is bringing awareness of a tremendous ministry need, helping people who do not have enough to eat.
I'm Myrna Brown. Singer-songwriter Johnny Diaz has a new project. Hear his story and his music coming up.
Also today, church planting in Baltimore, Maryland on our Missionary Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. The ministry is called Computers for Christ, and they offer free technical support and service to those who are not financially able to afford it. Juliana Smoke is here with her story on Life with Purpose Radio.
Lewis Finch from Clearview Baptist Church in Ringgold, Georgia, is a computer technician by trade, and he has taken his computer skills to help spread the gospel. He began Computers for Christ Ministry that helps provide free technical support to ministries and missionaries in need. Lewis Finch with Computers for Christ joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing, Juliana?
Doing great, thank you. Lewis, tell us the journey that the Lord led you on to begin this ministry.
Back in April, you know, I was praying and seeking the Lord's direction where he would have me to work and what he'd have me to do. And he laid it on my heart to start helping churches in my spare time. And then he laid it on my heart again to continue to do that. And the next thing you know, I have a full-time ministry.
Wow. Well, and how many ministries is Computers for Christ able to help?
So far, we've been able to help around 20 ministries.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking forward to growing that.
Right. And having a functioning computer is critical for a ministry or a missionary on the mission field. What kind of services does the ministry offer?
What we do is we do technical support to ministries, which is we help fix desktops, laptops, monitors, any audio issues that churches or missionaries may have. That's our main focus. After that, what we do is we discover there's a need for our computers on the field. Then we raise support to provide that need for that missionary to have those computers his mission so desperately needs.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And the ministry offers all of this for free.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, God laid it on my heart to start this, and God has taken very good care of me and the ministry ever since inception. So he keeps providing, continually provides, because it's his will for it to happen.
Mm-hmm. And when you help a ministry or a missionary, you tell them, I just want you to use this to spread the gospel.
Absolutely. I tell them the only thing they owe Computers for Christ is two things. The first is their prayers that our mission continues. And the second is to whatever we provide them, that they use it to spread the precious gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm. How are you able to offer technical support to missionaries overseas?
We do it via Skype calls and internet, Facebook, various other ways where I either walk them through it, or I even have software that we can log into their computer remotely and I can take over, and I can not only help them fix the problem, but I can educate them on what they need to do in the future.
Wow, the wonders of technology, I have to say. What does it mean to them and to their work to have a working computer on the mission field?
Juliana, it is such a blessing to them to have a working computer so that they can maintain contact with their family, maintain contact with their supporting church, so they can use it to type up their sermons, so they can use it to print material for outreach in their fields. Just absolutely blessing to them, and even more so a blessing to me.
Mm. And what does that mean to you to see the Lord use your computer skills to help spread the gospel?
Every day that I do something for the ministry, God just, I just stand in awe of how amazing God has been through everything. Currently, we've got a project in Jonesboro, Georgia, Family Life Missionary Baptist Church, and we're building a community computer lab down there right now for an outreach and evangelism program, so they can reach out to the community, do a after-school program and have all of this provided so that they can bring people into their church and have a chance to witness to them and give them the precious gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow. You know, this is a great ministry. How can we get more information?
You can go to www.computersforchrist.org, and that's got all the information about how to get in contact with us, and it's got some links there to our Facebook page as well.
Thank you for joining us today and reminding us that we all have skills and talents that the Lord wants to use to spread the gospel.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time. You know, my main thing is God doesn't just want us to talk about his love. He wants us to show it, and that's what I feel Computers for Christ is doing, showing it through servanthood.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church, Discovering the Net Effect, by bestselling author Dr. Steve Parr. Entertaining, real, heartwarming, humorous, educational. Solid instruction through the medium of a novel with gripping interest and power, fun, tender, heart-pumping, and angering at times. A realistic look at 21st century churches offering workable solutions. From Deep River Publishing, online, and everywhere Christian books are sold.
Thanks for being a part of Life with Purpose Radio. Molly Smith, producer of the movie The Blind Side, has another movie hitting the theaters this weekend. And Life with Purpose Radio's John Graham chats with Molly about The Good Lie on today's Culture Connection.
When Sudanese refugees known as the Lost Boys are given the chance to resettle in America, they arrive in Kansas where their encounter with an employment agency counselor, played by Reese Witherspoon, forever changes all of their lives. Molly Smith is one of the producers of The Good Lie, which tells this amazing story of faith and courage, and she's here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Molly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit more about The Good Lie.
Well, The Good Lie tells the story of the lost boys and girls of Sudan and their escape from the Second Civil War when tens and thousands of children were orphaned and were forced to leave the country and walk to safety. And many of them walked thousands of miles to find safety in Ethiopia and Kenya. In the late 90s, early 2000s, the U.S. was a part of relocation resettlement program. At that time, about 3,500 or so lost boys and girls were brought over here to America. And so the movie tells the story of their journey and, of course, their transition here to America.
One of the segments, however, that I saw in the trailer, it shows that one of these refugees addressing a church, and the dialogue says they prayed for a miracle but didn't expect a miracle would find them. How does faith factor into this story?
You know, it's a huge part of this story. The lost boys, many of whom I've now had the pleasure of meeting during the making of this film, will all tell you firsthand that it was their faith that got them through. I mean, when they were walking these thousands of miles and children were dying along the way, they carried the Bible. They walked and it was faith and just incredible human spirit that really got them through. And they're just truly some of the most incredible, inspiring people I've gotten the chance to meet.
How has your own faith been encouraged as you kind of got closer to these people that became more than just characters? They're real live people right in front of you.
The making of this film has really lit a fire under me and meeting these guys who are all members now. There's about 7,000 or so lost boys living here in America now, and I would say all 7,000 of them are doing something inspiring to give back. They're all working multiple jobs to save up money to build schools back in the Sudan, or they've started companies here that are, you know, educational for lost boys and girls, and they're just really an incredibly inspiring culture, and I've met so many of them that have, you know, just the biggest smile on their face and this spirit, and that's been inspiring to think of what they went through and their horrific journey, and they're over here contributing as American citizens and with a smile on their face and a determination and a passion.
Well, Molly, this isn't your first shot at bringing a faith-centric story to the American public. You did that beautifully with The Blind Side.
Thank you, yes.
Just a tremendous film. I imagine there were some parallels here as far as what you were seeing. Is that true?
There were. I mean, I think the parallels would be at the core of both of the films. They're really stories about family and love and sacrifice, and both very different movies, but really stories about faith and family and love.
Now, I just caught a little glimpse in the trailer, but Reese Witherspoon's character, she like enlists the help of the faith-based community once she gets over the Lost Boys over here. Is that right?
That's right, and that's really who helped these boys resettle when they came over, were church groups and faith-based organizations helped these guys kind of resettle and get on their feet, by raising awareness at their churches and saving up. So it was the church community that really opened their arms.
It's exciting when the church gets to see the church being the church. Molly, the film comes out this weekend.
This weekend, October 3rd, yes.
How can folks, other than obviously seeing it playing in their theater, is there some more information they can place?
Yeah, you can go on our website, thegoodlifefund.org, and learn what we're doing with the film. And really, it's just, we hope we can get people into the theaters this weekend because, a little movie like this needs the support of the communities, to get a message like this out there.
Well, if I recall, The Blind Side sort of caught everybody by surprise, and so we're hoping the same kind of thing for this, I'm sure.
We should be so lucky.
All right. Well, Molly, thank you so much for your time today. The Good Lie, coming in theaters this weekend, and you can find out more at thegoodliemovie.com, and all the information is there. Until next time, I'm John Graham, bringing you The Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world to inspire you to live life with purpose. And it's your turn to let us hear from you with your comments about today's program, maybe a past program, and your story suggestions as well. You can email us, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. That's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And you can always talk back to us on Facebook and Twitter. You'll find us at LWB Radio. Once again, that's LWB Radio for both Facebook and Twitter. By the way, we still have our free gift available for you. It's the hardback edition of Words of Life, a devotional book from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. It's a great way to start your day or end your day. And it's free just for the asking at lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's our way of saying thanks for listening. Well, more stories are on the way. Myrna, who's coming up?
Thanks, Rod. Singer-songwriter Johnny Diaz has a new project, and it's not perfect, and he's happy about it. Hear the story and his music coming up.
All right, thanks, Myrna. Also ahead, we take a look at the church planting climate in Baltimore, Maryland, on our Missionary Moment. Right now, though, it's over to Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio Studio for our story of global hunger.
Helping people who do not have enough to eat continues to be a tremendous ministry need for the church. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a leader who is trying to bring awareness to these needs. Let's listen.
I'm glad to be on the phone today with Jill Wagner, who works with the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission and specifically works in support of global hunger relief in the United States and around the world, a very important ministry. And Jill, we're so thankful for what you do, and thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jill, some of our listeners may not know about the Global Hunger Relief Fund. Would you tell us what we're trying to do through this initiative and maybe a little bit about the scope of the hunger problem?
Global Hunger Relief is a cooperative effort of Southern Baptist partners to meet the needs of hungry people around the world. Some of your listeners may have known it as the World Hunger Fund in the past, but today it's known as Global Hunger Relief. It's a very unique channel for helping people because 100% of each donation goes directly towards meeting hunger needs. Because of the Southern Baptist partners, all of the overhead expenses are already covered through their contributions to the cooperative program. So, for example, our missionaries on the ground in North America or any place overseas, any place you'll find Southern Baptists, they can tap into Global Hunger Relief to help them meet the needs that they encounter with their work. Southern Baptist Hunger Ministries, and just Southern Baptist, they feed around 5 million meals each year to the hungry. So that gives just a little taste of the problem within our own country. And hunger and malnutrition are considered the greatest health risk for every country around the world.
Speaking to that, I recently read that over 1 billion people in the world, that's with a B, 1 billion people in the world don't have enough to eat. That's about 1/6 of the world's population. And this is a heartbreaking statistic, that 16,000 malnourished children die each day, about one child every 5 seconds. These are staggering statistics. And here we are. The Lord has blessed us so richly. What ways do we have to help?
I think most importantly, we should pray. We should pray for those who find themselves in these situations. Pray for the workers who are seeking to provide ways to meet those needs.
Yes.
I think in terms of local communities, I would encourage people to become aware of what ministries are there that they can support or maybe their church can support. And look for those unmet needs that maybe their church could take on as a way to get involved in their community. And of course, we believe a very efficient and practical way to meet hunger needs is to give to Global Hunger Relief, where 100% of your donation goes directly towards that.
Is there a specific time in the course of a year that this special gift is received?
Absolutely. We have the special time coming up very soon in October. October 12th is World Hunger Sunday, where churches across North America will be talking about this issue. But Global Hunger Relief is a ministry that happens every day all around the world. If you want to know more about those activities, you can visit globalhungerrelief.com. But many churches will be talking about this important issue coming in October.
I want to encourage all of you who are listening to encourage your church to be engaged in Global Hunger Relief Sunday, October 12. October 12 should be a red letter day on all of our calendars, so please mark that. Encourage your church to receive a special offering for global hunger on that day. I know that for many years, Southern Baptists have made hunger relief a priority in the local church setting, but also providing assistance to missionaries who are working with people with a great need for food. Maybe you could share some specific situations where we assist with hunger needs.
There are a lot of compelling stories coming from our workers in the Middle East. The refugees that you probably hear about and see on the news, Southern Baptists are there. And the accounts are that sometimes they're the only people there ministering to those. I know there's one story of two newlyweds who had just celebrated their wedding that day, and then that night were awoken by artillery shells. Now they're in one room with 50 other refugees, one bathroom. Workers from Baptist Global Response are there. They're providing water and food, infant formula for those who need it, propane burners, shelter to help these families survive during this time of crisis. They're also sharing with them God's love for these people. Many of them are Christians, but many aren't. They're just minorities who have been displaced through this crisis. We know these people as refugees. That's how we see them on the news.
Right.
But these people are teachers, they're business owners, they're professionals. One was a microbiologist. They're people who have lives and families, and they are now very dependent and very gracious and grateful for the work of Southern Baptists. In the United States, there's a church called Graffiti Church in New York City that's been doing some really important work for a long time there. And Global Hunger Relief supports what they do. They have a number of programs, but they do have a Wednesday night meal and where we help supply that food. And we have heard many stories of people who came in the door for a meal, came in the door for a class, and now they're there organizing the efforts, teaching the classes. A lady named Trina at their Times Square church works with their Feed New York program.
Yes.
And when they had more food on a Wednesday night than they needed, she got creative and started giving it to students and the different programs, people who are in the clothing closets, and just making sure that every resource that was given was utilized for someone who was in need.
I love hearing that story, and I love the fact that churches are doing all kinds of creative things in order to bring attention to this situation, and that's very exciting to see, isn't it?
Yes, it has been. I got an email last week from a youth pastor who took on a project with his group to have 1 month of giving and trying to encourage his students to find people who would give $2, each person giving $2, and they plan to make that donation to Global Hunger Relief. Also, we're helping churches connect the concepts of serving your community, doing food drives and things like that, needs that are in your community, but also those that happen around the world. There are flyers and products and things on our website that can help you do just that.
Give me that website again.
GlobalHungerRelief.com.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Jill. I've been speaking with Jill Wagner, who's very committed to bringing attention to the needs of hunger all across the world in ways that Christians are making a difference through the Global Hunger Relief Fund. Jill, we'll be praying for you and for this effort and how God would lead us to respond. Thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
And all of you, remember, October 12th is Global Hunger Relief Sunday.
For more information on global hunger relief, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Now on Life with Purpose Radio, Myrna Brown gets us up to date with the music and ministry of singer-songwriter Johnny Diaz and his latest project, Let It Fly.
A little boy faced a giant man with a few rocks and a slinging hand. He wasn't ready, but he was ready.
Singer-songwriter Johnny Diaz just released his third project. He's here with us on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi, Johnny.
How's it going?
It's going well. Good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
On your website, Johnny, I was there just a little while ago. You have a wonderful testimony about why you chose the title for this new project, Let It Fly. Tell our listeners.
Your listeners might know me best as the guy who wrote and sings the song More Beautiful You.
Little girl 14 flipping through a magazine says she wants to look that way. But her hair isn't straight, her body isn't fake, and she's always felt overweight.
I love that song.
Thank you. Thank you. In that song, I do my best to encourage my listeners to remember that they are perfectly and wonderfully made by God for a specific purpose. And so I realized that for years now, I've been playing that song every night, telling everyone else that they're perfectly and wonderfully made. And at the same time, I'm sitting there with all kinds of doubts and insecurities, thinking, man, I wish I was a better singer. I wish I was a better guitar player. I wish I was a better songwriter. And realizing that I was falling victim to the same thing that God was using me to you know, instill in other people. And I really, if I'm honest, I felt very inadequate to stand on that stage and do what I was doing. And so the more I dug into it, the more I thought about it, I realized, you know what, I am inadequate, and that's okay. Because I looked in Scripture and I found so many examples, you know, David and Goliath, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Moses and the Israelites. I found so many examples where God took someone who was completely inadequate, and yet they were willing. And that was the key. And they were willing, and so God did big things through them. And so the first song talks about David and Goliath, and there's a line that says, it's talking about the stone, and it says, he wound it up and he let it fly. And so that's kind of how I feel about these songs. You know, I'm inadequate, but I'm willing. And so God, take the best I have to offer and let it fly.
His strength is perfect. I mean, that's Scripture.
His strength is perfect, exactly. Yeah, so he takes where we are weak and makes us strong. He takes where we're ill-equipped and equips us. And I've seen that over and over again in my life.
And I so appreciate you sharing that, because people listening to you, watching you minister, would not in a million years believe that you had those kinds of feelings. And so to be so frank and open about that, I know it's been a blessing to many.
In all honesty, I'm a guy that I don't really struggle with words very often. And when I get up on stage, I look like I'm comfortable up there, because for the most part, I am. So for people to hear that I had these insecurities and these doubts and everything, it's a little bit surprising. But as I've come forward with my insecurities and doubts, I've found so many other people who say the same thing. They're like, you know what, I hide it well, but I truly haven't been able to rest in the fact that this is how, you know, perfectly and wonderfully God made me.
Nine. She's got nine fancy pillows on our bed, and we've got towels she won't let anyone get wet. No, I don't get her. Cry, she always cries happy endings on TV. She even cries at some commercials in between. I don't get her. She's about as clear to me as a mystery.
I want to ask you about another song on this project, and it's called Thank God I Got Her. So you know you piqued my interest, Johnny.
Well, her is my wife, Libby, and so it's actually a love song, but it's got kind of a little bit of a spiritual twist to it as well. It's kind of fun and quirky, where I talk about all of the confusing things about my wife. This song starts out and it says nine. She's got nine fancy pillows on our bed.
Just
and we've
nine?
Got towels.
Just nine?
Nine, yeah. Just nine? And it says we've got towels. She won't let anyone get wet. No, I don't get her. And then it comes back and says, I may not get her, but thank God I got her. And so it's been fun. You know, once again, it's a lighthearted song, but the spiritual kind of implications. Not only realizing that I'm perfectly and wonderfully made, but realizing that about your spouse as well. Even if you don't understand them, realizing that that's how God made them and learning to love those differences rather than be confused by them.
Ah, that's so nice. How long have you been married?
We just celebrated 6 years.
Wow, very nice, very nice. You began your career as a worship leader in Lakeland, Florida for the youth. And, I mean, did you ever imagine that God would have you where he has you right now?
I went to college on a baseball scholarship thinking that that's what I was going to pursue, is just being a professional baseball player. And God had different plans. And when I graduated from Florida State University back in 2006, I remember talking to my dad, and I was telling him about some job opportunities I had. And my dad was the one who said, well, have you ever thought of doing music full time? And I said, well, that's not a real job. And he said, you know what, Johnny, I believe that God is using you. Why don't you give it a season and see, you know, how he provides and see what doors he opens up. And so that's been my thought ever since 2006.
It's been great talking to you, Johnny Diaz, and the new project, his new project is Let It Fly. Thank you so much.
It's such an honor. Thank you for having me on.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Baltimore, Maryland, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
Adjectives tell it like it is.
I say the word church. What comes to mind?
Terrible adjectives.
Baltimore is authentic. You get what you get around here, good and bad. And people really hate the church up here.
There are things going on in cities like Baltimore that are not going on in other cities. There is brokenness beyond belief.
People are in pain everywhere, but sometimes in a city like Baltimore, it feels that much more stark with issues of addiction, with issues of broken families.
And so we need new churches and more churches because there are people who are not yet reached by the gospel.
I think we need to consider cities like Baltimore because they are strategic.
It's just a great place to feel like you're with people from all over the world.
You're going to need churches of different flavors, different styles, because there's just as much diversity of people out there who are unreached, who are dying without the gospel.
It's like, wow, God really is serious about this. Let's quit just doing the status quo. You know, let's run after something new and fresh, because there's a lot of hope of the city really becoming a city on the hill.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Computers for Christ, the movie The Good Lie, Global Hunger Ministry, Johnny Diaz, and church planting in Baltimore, Maryland. Please be with us next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose, and visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.